AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We're back at Coldwater High School. Ken Delaney along with Al Rackesy tonight for our action as Coldwater is hosting Three Rivers in our game brought to you in part by Union Pallet. Recycling your cardboard at Union Pallet and Container Company Coldwater can deliver real value to your business and the environment. Recycling one ton of cardboard saves more than 17 trees and eliminates landfill waste. Learn how you can save the environment by recycling your company's cardboard. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater, 278-4888. 278-4888 for Union Pallet and Container. Proud to have him along as a sports booster all season long as well. It is Shelby Bowers to serve for the Cardinals. She had a pretty good stretch there in game two for Coldwater. See if she can get it going here in game three. Fearers pokes it over. Well, the stretch is going to end real quick here as the Cardinals don't get to that ball as it dies at the 10-foot line. Bowers actually going to rotate out. And coming into the back row defensive position will be Michaela Gillette. She'll play that ball up and play it over on the Three Rivers side. Hawkins, a Lieber on their side, gets it to the net, and then Fearer just pokes it over, and again, the Cardinals not stepping in to grab that ball at the 10-foot line.
Not at all.
2-0, Three Rivers opening up here in game two. Or, excuse me, game three. Ball barely clears the net. Renke plays it up, and setter can't get there. Cardinals don't communicate well, and the ball just dies.
Yeah, a little brain fade there on behalf of the Cardinals.
3-0, Three Rivers with a lead. Again, that happens, but if you can make them as short as possible, the brain fades, the better. Here's Chase from behind the 10-foot line. Three Rivers quick hit out of the middle and down again. They found that to be a familiar target, Carly Nichols, on that quick out of the middle. She had a bunch of points in game two with that, and that was part of the big rally for Three Rivers, and now she gets it here. 4-0, Three Rivers with a lead. Scorefor has got to run a ton to get to it. Out of the middle is Smoker, tips it over. Three Rivers comes up with it. They'll just push it deep on Coldwater. Renke fists it up. Galloway. Scorefor going to push it over. And just wide.
Well, Cardinals starting this game totally out of sync, not being able to get anything going offensively.
5-0. And the Cardinals going to make a substitution here. Renke will come out. Camry Serbrook will come in, back row for the Cardinals.
And serve will go right to her, I'll bet.
And it does, but she plays it up nicely. Score far, quick two, Galloway blocked back at her, and the Cardinals don't cover it.
Good job by Three Rivers getting that double block on Kenzie Galloway.
Cardinals kind of stood around and watched it. The ball drops again, 6-0. Three Rivers with a lead. Ball floats, Serbrook with it. Score far, a little curl move. There's Smoker on the hit. Fearers bumping it. They're going to have to push it over on the third ball. Chase, score far, going outside. Galloway into the blockers. Dug up by Three Rivers. There's Serbrook. Dug up there by Chase and pushed. Oh, not over. Galloway was going out of bounds. Tried to push it. That was a real tough angle to get to. If she got it over, it probably was going to be a carry because she would have to redirect it.
One more point here, and I'm sure Coach Knauss will take a timeout.
7-0. There's Serbrook, and saved by Galloway, and then pushed over by Chase deep. Here comes the hit out of the middle and down, and the Cardinals not getting to that one again. On the block as Nichols puts it down, and now Coldwater will take the timeout, trailing 8-0.
Three Rivers riding the wave of the end of the last game, I think, coming in here to game three.
Cardinals lost the opening game 25-22. A big spread for Fearers. Cardinals cut it, rallied at the end of that one. Gave them a little momentum going into game two. Up big, and they're up by as many as 9 points in game two before Three Rivers came storming back, and Cardinals win it 25-22. So we're tied at a game apiece, but here in game three, it's 8-0 Three Rivers. It's best of five, first four games to 25. Final game, if necessary, goes to 15, the fifth game. That is.
Cardinals just need to break the streak here and get something going.
And Three Rivers on the service. Gillette. Score far. Out of the middle. Smoker blocked by Three Rivers. Coming back to Coldwater side. Three Rivers now with it. And they'll hit it long. Getting up underneath it is Nichols and just launching it out of bounds.
Now both teams making some mistakes on that possession, I think, at the net.
8-1. Coldwater trails, score far with a serve, and serves into the net. I think that kind of on her run before she tip the ball.
Don't see that too often. She is the number one server on the Coldwater team at 97.6% on the season.
9-1, Three Rivers on top here in game three. Serbrook, score far. To Galloway, and there's the power hit through the blockers and out of bounds.
And again, starts with the pass. Great pass from the back row and a good set. Nice quick set out to Kenzie, and Kenzie puts it away.
On the rotation now, Renke will come in front row. Serbrook goes out. Score, or Smoker, that is, to serve. Three Rivers with her attack from the left side, and right there is Ashley Chase. Solo blocker gets up and stuffs it down.
It's always a good feeling when you're the only blocker on that side and you get it. Good job by Ashley.
I don't know. I wouldn't know. 9-3. Thomas Center. Here's the hit right into the block and down. Galloway read that perfectly as Nichols reached behind her and hit it, but softly into Galloway's hands, who stuffs it down. The Cardinals have cut it to five.
There's that good aggressive play at the net we need.
Goal, going to the 10-foot line, the hit by Nichols. I check that, that's Landis back there. Here comes Renke down, just wide. Just wide on the cross-court hit.
If it would have been that other white line, it would have been okay, but...
Once or twice a season, I get a block. I get a hand on the ball. Let's put that way. 10-9. And there's the serve by Three Rivers. Cardinals not able to handle it. Shank it out of bounds. And it's 11-4. Here's the service by Hawkins. Gillette. They'll go to the 10-foot line and bump it over. Miscommunication. Who's going to take that one? Quick out of the outside. There's Galloway steps in for the Cardinals. Score far. Give it to Renke. Blocked back at her and never cleared the net. The Cardinals just out of sorts here.
Totally.
12-4. Three Rivers with a lead. Score far. Plays it up for Chase. Going back to Galloway. Cross court. Three Rivers has it. They'll push it over. Renke. Score far. Chase on the hit. Dug up at the 10-foot line by Three Rivers. And they'll whack it over. Score far. Chase going to be tight for Galloway. Hits it nicely. Reaching out and get a hand on it was Landis. But that was all as Galloway saw the court well and picks that back corner and puts it in.
Kenzie asserting herself here in game three for the Cardinals.
12-5 and a whistle. Out of rotation. Three Rivers again. The players crossed each other before the ball was served. So it didn't matter where that ball went in. 12-6. I did mark it, right? Yeah, it was 12-5 when we started?
Yep.
12-6. Ball barely clears it out on the service for Galloway. Here comes Three Rivers. Blocked by Coldwater. Comes back to Three Rivers, and they just poke it back on the Coldwater side. It drops.
Coldwater not being very aggressive defensively right now.
Here comes the serve. Smoker, and shakes it out of bounds.
Wheels are kind of coming off right now for the Coldwater Cardinals.
We're tied at a game apiece. 14-6, Three Rivers leads here in game three. Smoker from behind the 10-foot line dumps it over. Dug up by Hawkins for Three Rivers. They come with their attack. Double block by the Cardinals. Three Rivers digs it up and off their arms and out of bounds.
Ain't too much indecision on the Coldwater Cardinals side right now.
14-7, they trail. Chase, though, with a service. Sends it deep. Three Rivers going to be tight at the net. Dug up there by Cole. Here come they come with the attack out of that left side and put it down as Landis.
Cardinals having a hard time stopping Hannah Landis and Carly Nichols tonight for the Wildcats.
Maybe the key to this whole thing so far has been where Three Rivers is able to get the ball to Cole, who then can set her hitters.
Yep.
It's much easier to run your attack when the ball is there. Here's the ball shanked out of bounds again on the serve receiver of the Cardinals. Gillette comes out as Galloway comes back in, back row for the Cardinals. And this service goes into the net for Three Rivers. Well, that move work.
Haley Renke back to the service line.
16-8, Coldwater trails. Renke floats it deep. Played up by Three Rivers. A bump set there by Cole. Hit deep. Ranky digs it up. Bowers. Ranky hits it over. From behind the 10-foot line, flat-footed. Here comes Three Rivers. A little pushover. And miscommunication between Smoker and Ranky. And the ball drops in.
I'd rather see two girls running into each other going after the ball and both of them looking like deer in the headlights.
Ranky comes out as Gillette comes in as a libero in the back row. 17-8, Three Rivers, and this service goes into the net. A top spin under that thing, and it just hit that tape and rolled back down their side. Into the front row position is Tegan Reeves, the big hitter for Three Rivers. Only second time we've seen her tonight. Ball overpass at the net, and then Three Rivers right there. The ball spinning at the net. Coldwater got a piece of it, and then reaching up and poking it back down was Carly Nichols.
I've had several of those where just they're able to get up there and get that ball and just poke it over.
Landis tight at the net. Ball tipped over by Scorfar. Nicely done. But didn't have no chance of setting it, so she just left-handed tips it over, and it drops down on Three Rivers' side. 18-10, Wildcats lead. Coldwater with a service, and Megan Scorefar. Hawkins, Cole, going outside. Here's Nichols, off the arms of Shelby Bowers. Scorefar giving it to Chase, down the line. Three Rivers going to push it over. Chase, Scorefar, out of the middle. It is Galloway, dumps it, and in.
Right over the top of Tegan Reeves. Reeves got her hands on it, but just rolled off the back of her fingertips and hits the floor.
18-11. Three Rivers leads. Coldwater with a service. We're tied at a game apiece. Here's Reeves out of the middle. Cardinals got a hand on it. Galloway was there with her, but it redirected it, and the Cardinals not able to get to it.
Wasn't the greatest set for Three Rivers, but it worked. They get the point.
19-11. Wildcats are on top. Shelby Bowers going to give it right overpass to Tegan Reeves out of the middle, and she just smacks it.
Thank you very much, says Tegan Reeves.
Best set she's going to get all day.
Oh, yeah.
One squarely right in front of you, and you hit it down. So Cardinals mistake on the overpass. 20-11, Three Rivers with a lead. Bowers, she won't do that again. Here's Galloway on the hit. Dug up by Three Rivers. They'll come with the attack with Nichols down the line. Dug up there by Bowers. Tipped over by Smoker. Here comes Nichols again. Short arms it over top of the blockers and drops it in just in front of the 10-foot line.
She really, really goes aggressively at the ball.
21-11, Three Rivers on top. Bowers, long way to run for Scorefar. Bowers in will bump it back over. Nice save there by Megan. Here comes Nichols and the Cardinals, everybody tucked in. They got three in the front row. Scorefar coming from the back row. That leaves only two people in the back. And she was able to split them. 22-11. Three Rivers on top. Bowers bumps it up. Scorefar. Galloway into the blockers and down on Three Rivers' side.
Well, that play has worked well for the Cardinals when they've been able to get it to, been able to run it. This game, they haven't had too many opportunities because of the poor passing.
Ranky comes in front row as the rotation goes for the Cardinals. Smoker, deep serve. Here comes Nichols again. Dug up there by Smoker. Bumped there by Scorefar. Galloway will take it over on the third ball. They're going to run it from the left side now. Three Rivers into the Coldwater block. Single block was Ashley Chase. Not able to close it. Came down her side. And that's Three Rivers' point.
Well, Ashley Chase was there, but again, not able to seal the deal.
Reeves will come out. Back to serve is Hawkins. For Three Rivers, they lead 23-12. Bowers plays it up. Chase outside to Ranky into the double block. There's ball comes right back to Coldwater's side after the block, and Galloway smacks it down hard. 23-13.
Kenzie with a nice aggressive play at the net again.
And she will serve. Out of the middle comes the attack for Three Rivers, and no one covered up Nichols. And she puts it down hard. And now we're at game point, 24-13. Nichols serves. Scorefar digs it up. Bump there for Chase. And then Smoker hits it from behind the 10-foot line. Here's the Three Rivers attack, played up there by Gillette. Score far, going outside to Bowers into the double block, but back on the Coldwater side. And Three Rivers takes game three, 25-13.
Well, Cardinals did not ever get into the flow in any way, shape, or form in that game. As a result, pretty easy victory in game three for Three Rivers Wildcats.
It's best of five. Three Rivers now leads two games to one. They took the opening game 25-22. Coldwater took game two, 25-22. And Three Rivers takes game three, 25-13. We are back with game four coming up in this district final from Coldwater High School in 2 minutes. This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's Pee Wee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
We're back at Coldwater High School, and Three Rivers leads two games to one in this best of five here in the district final. The winner moves on to the regionals coming up on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, against Berrien Springs at Plainwell High School. The other side of the bracket, Harper Creek and Plainwell will play at 5 o'clock on Tuesday. Harper Creek beat Parchment today. Plainwell beating Pawpaw 3-0. Berrien Springs beating Stevensville Lakeshore 3-1. Three Rivers starts with a service in game four. Cardinals overpassing to the net, and right there is Tegan Reeves to block it back down to the Coldwater side. So this is her first start of any one of these games. Suffers short stretches in the games. Cardinals struggling in with serve received. Gillette score far and then out of bounds.
Well, not a good omen so far here in game four. It's a game the Cardinals got to have.
2-0, Three Rivers with a lead. They'd opened up, 7-0? Then went 7-1.
8-0, I think.
Yeah, 8-0, then they went 8-1. Here comes a big hit by Galloway. Back on the Coldwater side. Poked over by Reeves. Cardinals dig it. Bowers pushed over by Stowe. Scorefar was going to push it over and push it into the net. Spoke too soon. 3-0, Three Rivers with the lead. The Cardinals can regroup here. Bowers bumps it up. Score far to Chase. Into the block of Reeves and right there to poke it down. Chase was well off the net on the hit, and Reeves read that well, and it's 4-0 Three Rivers. There's another one to overpass. Bowers overpasses. This time it's Nichols to poke it down for Three Rivers. And while they're all smiles and high fives, the Cardinals have very glum looks on their face.
Yeah, they certainly do.
Bowers Gillette, and now bumped over by Smoker. Here's the outside ball to Nichols, and she'll hit it long.
The Water's best offense thus far in this game right there.
5-1. Cardinals get the side out and a point. Hawkins going to be tied at the net for Cole. Going outside to Nichols and just tips it over the top of the blockers and in.
Nope. Ashley Chase a little late sliding in there. Try to cover that little dink.
6-1. Three Rivers with a lead and with a service. It's Kaylee Cole. Gillette. They go outside to Smoker and cross court and puts it in.
Well, the Cardinals can pass the ball to the center. They can get things going like that. Carly Smoker with a nice cross-court hit.
So well within striking distance here. 6-2 early in game four. Cole going to go to her outside shoulder, her right shoulder, and giving that to Keegan Reeves, who hits it hard, puts it down.
Keegan Reeves would have rotated into the back row, but substitute comes in for her.
And then they bring the libero in for the substitute.
Yeah.
7-2. Brewers with a lead and Hawkins with a service. Bowers going outside to Ranky for the hit. Three Rivers digs it up and they come with their attack. And hit it. Oh, got the line.
Certainly didn't look like it was going to get there, but back official right there. Makes a very assertive call.
And Nichols puts it down. 8-2. Three Rivers with the lead. Bowers overpass tight to the net, and the Cardinals not able to dig it up. Shelby struggled a little bit in that back row.
Yeah, they've all struggled a little bit back there tonight, to be honest with you.
It's unlike her because she's a pretty solid passer usually.
Generally.
Smoker. They'll give it outside to Ranky, hitting over the top of the block. Three Rivers digging everything. Here they come, a little tip over. Cardinals get a hand on it. Galloway on her way down, got a piece of it, just enough to send it off target. And the Cardinals not able to dig it up, and it's now an 8-point lead for Three Rivers, 10-2, and Coldwater calls a timeout.
Coldwater certainly has dug themselves a big hole here in game number four, a game they have to have.
Three Rivers took the opening game 25-22. Coldwater won the second game 25-22. Three Rivers then kind of running away with game three 25-13. And now lead 10-2 here in game four.
No, it hasn't been so much that Three Rivers has been such a dynamo on offense. It's all the mistakes that we're making on our side.
But Three Rivers taking advantage at times at the net, especially with Nichols. Reeves a few times on the blocks, but Nichols has really been their huge offensive weapon, hitting through the blocks, hitting over the top of the blocks, and the Cardinals just not getting there quick enough on the blocks.
Now, I mentioned she's very aggressive at going after the ball. She also gets way up for her size, so Nichols just a 5'9 outside hitter. She is a senior this year.
10-2. Three Rivers with a lead. Bowers plays it up. Here's Galloway. Off the block. Three Rivers going to set it to the 10-foot line and hit over there. Score far. Chase going to set it to Ranky into the block. Coldwater puts it back over again. Going to be tight here at the net. Cole, and they got Coldwater over the net. Interfering with the setter. And side out for Three Rivers. 11-2, they lead. Hawkins serves again. Played up by Scorefar. Chase. Smoker from the 10-foot line hits it deep. Three Rivers bumps it up. Still behind the 10-foot line. And a little miscommunication. Bowers plays it up. Scorefar back to Bowers. Shelby going to hit it hard. And we tight at the net. And right there is Ranky to poke it back down.
Maybe that's a little boost that we need right there from Haley Ranky.
Galloway to serve for the Cardinals. They trail by 8, 11-3. Hawkins to Cole on the bump. Hit into the block by Three Rivers. Cardinals step into it, push back outside, and there's Ranky to hit it over. Cole quick out of the middle and dug up nicely there by Smoker for the Cardinals. Score far. And Chase going to bump it over deep on the Three Rivers side. Three Rivers coming to the right side and dug up there by Galloway, but the ball played up into the official up in the upper stand here. Galloway, nice move getting over there, but just not enough to bring it back into the court. Nichols will serve for Three Rivers. They lead 12-3 here in game four. Here's Ranky out of the middle, blocked right back at her. Cardinals not doing a good enough job of getting in there and playing those tips or the block.
Yeah, they're just a little flat-footed here, and again, really struggling passing the ball.
Hitter goes up, blocker goes up. You got to be right on their back corner to play the ball that gets ricocheted off. Three Rivers service goes long. The Cardinals get it back, so a little bit of a break there. They trail by 9, 13-4.
Yeah, it just seems like sometimes at the net we go up real strong, and other times we're a little timid.
Chase on the serve. Here comes Three Rivers with the attack, and down the line and in. That's this time Landis.
Well, somehow Mr. Momentum needs to shift in a big way to the Coldwater side.
14-4. Three Rivers. And long on the serve. So Three Rivers service errors helping the Cardinals certainly stay in this thing.
You can be a little aggressive when you're up by 10 at that point.
14-5. Here's Ranky with the service. Three Rivers with Landis pushed over, dug up there by Chase. Score far to Bowers. Three Rivers comes up with it. They'll come with Landis again, blocked back at her. Poked over in a Coldwater side. Tight at the net. Ranky, Chase got a piece of it. And now we're going to call. Coldwater under the net. And now Chase is asking for, and I think legitimately so, why she didn't get the call that time. Trying to play ball number two. She was the setter. Coming out of the back row, and Three Rivers had roofed her on that one. She was able to play it back up, and then two, three sides across there is when the ball did. And now the down official comes across to talk to the up official and have that conversation. Generally, they don't go that far back in a play to reverse it.
Right.
But they might.
Not going to reverse it either.
Down official having a conversation with Coach Knaus for Coldwater. Larry says, okay, walks away. Because, I mean, you're not going to. If they've decided, they've decided.
Right.
You know, it's not like baseball where you want to stand there and kick dirt on their shoes or something.
Larry might have wanted to kick dirt on his shoes, but.
I've never figured out why that even works. Here's a serve by Three Rivers. They lead 15-5. Shelby Bowers with a big hit for Coldwater. Three Rivers tied out of the middle. There's a hit by Reeves and down.
Just kind of sidearm that one.
As big as she is, getting up in the air, real long arms. And was able to get there, kind of hit it from about her ear.
Yeah.
And putting it down. And Coldwater now, a big hole for themselves, down by 11, 16-5. Let's see what they can cook up in the huddle here as they call the timeout.
Well, they definitely need to cook up something that gets something going their way, because there hasn't been much that they've done in the right direction here in game number four.
And it really is crashing the ball.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just everybody going for every ball all the time.
That lack of aggressiveness kind of started in game three. You know, they were a little lax there, too. So.
Nebraska 16-5. Three Rivers on top. They have the serve. Coldwater. Ranky, Chase, Gillette back row. Bowers, Smoker, and Scorefar front row. And at the service is Taylor Schultz for Three Rivers. And she serves into the net. So good timeout.
That's what you're hoping for as a coach. They get it. Now can Shelby Bowers give Coldwater a run from the service line.
Floats that one in. Three Rivers, though, digs it. It'll tip over. Cardinals bump it with Smoker. Go back to Smoker out of the middle on the set. And played back over nicely by Three Rivers.
Oh.
Hawkins got there and just bumped it over. I think she had no clue where it was going to go. But what it did was go down the line and handcuff Chase. Ashley not able to get to that, and it drops in.
think Hawkins was as surprised as anybody out there that that ball fell for a point.
Gillette to score for Galloway, elevates and hammers it.
Again, when the Cardinals can run that play, it works, but just haven't had the opportunities so much here in games.
17-7.
All classes when taking pictures. No flash photography for the moment. Gary.
17-7. Three Rivers with a 10-point lead, and the Cardinals with the service. Megan Scorefar will step back.
Well, she's been Coldwater's best server as far as getting them in all season long. Number one on the team.
Had an error in the game three, but I don't think that's going to happen again. Three Rivers going outside with Nichols and hits it long. The Cardinals try to claw their way back in. You can do it 1 point at a time, so there's the first point.
That's the way you got to do it. Can't hit a grand slam here in volleyball.
Nichols again, and we've got a whistle, and Nichols going underneath the net after she hit the ball.
And the Cardinals with a little two-point run here.
17-9, there's the service. From the 10-foot line, there's Landis, played up there by Scorefar. Chase, and now Galloway dumping it over. Cole going to set Reeves out of the middle. Cardinals get a hand on it. Oh! Scorefar got a piece of it. Shelby Bowers tried to shift gears and slipped. Not able to play it up. But that was a lot more aggression by the Cardinals in this run here.
Something else the Cardinals need to do is when they've got that free ball and they're pushing it over, they got to push it deeper than what they're doing. Because Reavers has been doing a good job of digging them up.
Bowers, Gillette, and now Scorefar will push it over. That was deeper. Here they come to Landis on the near side. Bowers gets a hand on it, and Scorefar and Gillette make a big run for it, but neither one can get to it in time, and it drops out of bounds. 18-9, Three Rivers with the 9-point lead.
Three Rivers riding the momentum that they started up with at the end of game number three.
There's Bowers, Scorefar, Galloway hits it hard. Three Rivers, though, digs it. Reeves out of the middle. Did she double hit that?
Kind of looked like it to me.
It looked like she turned it in with both hands.
Boom, boom.
But it went down on Three Rivers' side anyway. Almost like she was trying to fend off the ball instead of hit it. Cardinals get it back, though, on the side out. 19-10. Smoker launches it long on the serve.
Well, it's unfortunate there. Three Rivers now with the magic number 20.
20-10, they lead. Reeves will come out. And back to serve for Three Rivers will be Molly Hawkins, libero. Deep to Smoker. Chase going outside to Galloway into the double block. Dug up the other Cardinals, though. Tied at the net. Ranky and can't get to it.
Just too tight at the net. Goldwater.
Oh, they say Three Rivers into the net.
Yep. Cardinals get a little break there.
Roderick was into the net on the block. And the Cardinals trail by just 9, 20-11. Out of the middle, there's Nichols with a hit, finds that back corner, puts it down hard.
She's really been the spark plug for them tonight, her and Landis.
21-11. Rivers floats it to Smoker. Chase has to run, bump it, get it to Bowers, and Shelby hits it hard. Rivers digs it up, going to be tight at the net, pushed it over. Bowers comes up with it. Chase, or Scorefar going back to Bowers, and Shelby is double blocked out of the middle and back down to Coldwater's side.
Everything going Three Rivers' way right now in game four.
22-11, they lead. Floating it deep, Smoker plays it up. Here's Bowers, hits it hard. Dug though by Three Rivers. They'll come to the outside, push deep on Coldwater. Smoker gets it. Gillette. And now pushed over by Ranky. Just a little dump. Quick out of the middle for Three Rivers. And a toss over, dug up by Coldwater. Now into the double block. Coldwater can't dig it up.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, they get that ball real short there on that little dink over by Coldwater. And they run that quick out of the middle. They've been very good at that tonight.
23-11, Three Rivers with a lead. Goldwater needs to stem the flow here. Hawkins going to set it outside. There's the hit into the double block, and we've got a whistle.
Back row attack.
Even on the set, they'll call that a back row attack. Interesting. 23-12, Coldwater trails. Ashley Chase with a service. Cole, set it outside, pushed over by Landis, but pushed out wide.
Good job by Michaela Gillette, kept her eye on that ball all the way down the line, saw that it was going out.
Roderick, 23-13, Coldwater cuts it to 10. Chase, played up by Free Rivers, almost to the rafters. Landis will push it over. Chase steps in for it. Score far. Now to Smoker into the block. Coldwater banging it around, and Bowers keeps it alive. Gillette bumps it over, but they say no. That there was someone in the net for Coldwater. Or under the net, actually. 24-13, and Three Rivers at game and match points. Gillette. Bowers tied at the net. Will it drop?
It's in.
It drops in on Three Rivers' side. It was overpassed by Gillette, so that's a kill, right?
Guess so.
Bowers was going for it, couldn't get to it, but it dropped in on Three Rivers' side. Ranky on the service, floats it deep. Hawkins off her arms, could be tied at the net for Three Rivers. Blocked back at him, never crossed the net as the hit out of the middle for Three Rivers by Landis. And the Cardinals staying alive, 24-15. Ranky to serve. Cole got to run a ton to get to it. Now pushed over by Three Rivers. Gillette, score far, setting out of the middle of Bowers, and off the arms of Three Rivers and out of bounds. It was probably going to go long. Roderick, though, stuck her arm out and played off her arms and out of bounds. And the Cardinals are back within 8, 24-16. But any side out is match, so you got to play everything.
Everything. I mean, and you and I probably both have seen stranger things happen than an 8-point deficit being erased with a team of 24. I can remember it in my rec days anyway.
And that state championship run for Bronson, they had a couple of those.
Yeah.
In the state finals, actually. I don't know if it was as many as 8. At least 6. Here comes Ranky with a service. And floats it deep. Tight at the net. Cardinals dig it up out. Chase going to push it over. Cole setting it out of the middle. Hit down hard by Three Rivers. Oh. Rolls over the net for the Cardinals. Cole has to push it and pushes it deep. Gillette plays it up. Chase going to set it. Here's Bowers on the hit. Shelby through the block and down.
Finds the middle of the floor with a little tape. Roll.
24-17, the Cardinals with a big, big rally. Ranky on the serve. Hawkins, Cole, quick out of the middle, stuffed back at Three Rivers. They'll reset it again. Here's the hit, stuffed back at him again. One more time, they'll go to the other side, pushed over by Three Rivers. Chase, score far to Bowers. Shelby hits it down hard and in. And the Cardinals are back within 6, 24-18.
Haley Ranky with a nice run at the service line for the Cardinals.
And Shelby doing a great job at the nets. Here's the service. The Three Rivers, they have to scramble for it. Hit cross court and in. Rail off the net. The hit there by Landis, and the Cardinals did not read it well. Ranky got an arm on it, but the ball drops in, and the Cardinals bid for a district championship, falling just short as Three Rivers wins game 4, 25-18.
So the Cardiac Cardinals do not get to a game 5 here tonight, unfortunately, and lose this district championship to Three Rivers. Congratulations to the Wildcats, but pretty good run by Coldwater this season. Unfortunately, the thing that's probably troubled them all year long, their passing, kind of came back and bit them again tonight. So,
Three Rivers won the opening game 25-22. Coldwater came back and won game 2, 25-22. Three Rivers took game 3, 25-13, and looked like they're going to run away with game 4 before the Cardinals made their big run and got close, and then Three Rivers closed it out 25-18 against the Cardinals. They'll do the presentation of the medals and the trophy here for the Three Rivers Wildcats. We'll come back with some thoughts on this matchup, thoughts about next season for the Lady Cards, and we'll have our McDonald's player of the match as well coming up here in just a little bit. But first, let's take this three-minute timeout. This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros, check. College, check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game, big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people. So I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a family that needs a second car to get the kids to school.
We're on it, Al.
Our credit is terrible, and we don't have a down payment.
Don't worry. Your credit approval is guaranteed at Rainbow Motor Sales, and we will give you at least $1,000 for your trade.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. During our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. That's why we've taken great pride in designing and staffing our homes to ensure the best service and care possible for you and your family. Our spacious apartments encourage residents the opportunity to bring more of their own personal furnishings to help make the transition easier. Call today for information or a tour at our facilities at 278-9494. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living care and services.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
Everyone loves the casual fine dining experience at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. So it makes sense to book your company or family Christmas party at Benedict's. And it makes sense to do it now. Of course, you can always stop in for great daily dinner specials on choice Black Angus, seafood, and other fresh options. Plus, they have live music every Thursday and Friday. Make the holidays a little merrier at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill. West of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Back at Coldwater High School, Kendall Eddy along with Al Rackesy in the presentation of the trophy and the individual medals to the Three Rivers Wildcats as they win this district final 3-1 over our host Coldwater Cardinals. They will move on now to play Berrien Springs next week, next Tuesday. That's a 7 o'clock affair. Berrien Springs beating Stevensville Lakeshore 3-1 earlier today. The other side of the bracket, Harper Creek, which beat Parchment 3-0, and Plainwell, which beat Pawpaw 3-0 to win their district. So Harper, Plainwell, Berrien Springs, and now Three Rivers, the fourth of the teams to make it to that region coming up next week up at Plainwell High School.
Pretty tough regional, to be honest with you, Ken. Harper Creek has played very well at the end of the season. Plainwell's been a powerhouse all year long. Don't know much about Berrien Springs, but they beat Lakeshore, and Lakeshore usually with a pretty good program. So, and Three Rivers obviously earning their way in. So they definitely were the better team here tonight.
Well, Wednesday night they played in the semifinals and won 3-1 over Edwardsburg without Tegan Reeves, their big hitter. She was not a huge factor tonight, factored in probably all total 7-8 points, yeah, between the four games. They used her as a decoy at times when she was out there for the short periods that she was out there with any injury, but now she's got a couple more days to heal up before next week. Three Rivers won the opening game 25-22, a tight affair in that one. Second game, Coldwater had the momentum going their way and ended up winning it 25-22, and then the wheels kind of fell off the wagon in game three.
Yeah, they just seemed to lose their aggressiveness and, again, struggled passing the ball again in that game. And that just kind of carried over right through on into game four until the very end when Three Rivers made a couple of mistakes. Coldwater able to capitalize on it. Coldwater playing some good defense, getting a few passes and being able to run their offense, but just falling short here tonight. And unfortunately, they lose to the Wildcats.
Three Rivers took game three, 25-13, and then game four, 25-18, to win it 3-1 and advance to the regionals. We will come back in 60 seconds and name our McDonald's player of the match coming up for McDonald's of Branch County.
How do you describe the blast of bold flavor that is the McDonald's premium McWrap? It's like a full-on fresh feast of... And now there's the new Southwest Chicken that's totally...
Giddy up!
With a southwestern kick of habanero ranch and crunchy tortilla strips, it's basically... You know what I mean? The new premium McWrap Southwest Chicken. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Gina? Hmm? You've been calling everyone in the office pumpkin and tried to convince us to refer to Monday as Cinna Monday. You clearly have McCafe's new pumpkin spice latte on the brain.
Don't be ridiculous, pumpkin. Kimberly?
Mm-hmm.
Infused with the sense of the season, you can't help but fall for McCafe's new pumpkin spice latte.
Well, I'll see you latte then, because McCafe is calling my name.
It's another new way to love McCafe. For a limited time only, I participate in McDonald's.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
And welcome back to Coldwater High School as we name our McDonald's player of the match. Cardinals, everybody at times had stretches where they just couldn't get it in sync. And part of the game, obviously, is the other team and what they're doing to you to make you get out of that. But as we look, probably the most consistent player of the match here tonight. She's a junior playing in about every position on the floor as they go around the floor, setter, hitter, back row position, and our player of the match, Ashley Chase.
Yeah, I think, as you mentioned, Ken, you know, everybody kind of played out of sorts for Coldwater tonight, but she was probably the most consistent of the players for Coldwater tonight. And again, as you mentioned, she does it all. You know, she's counted on to be a hitter. She's counted on to be a setter, and she plays all the way around in the back row. I don't think she came out at all tonight.
No, well, and she's out there now helping to tear down the net. Yeah. So with the rest of the team. So,
but again, you know, she's only a junior, and really like the way that her game has progressed through this season, and I think very deserving of our McDonald's player of the game.
So Ashley Chase gets that honor, the final honor of the season for us, and the final game of the year, final match of the year for three seniors that Larry Canales is going to be missing. And three spark plugs, only two able to play for any significant amount of time for him this year, but the other is certainly a leader. Morgan Klein, who was injured in the preseason, got in for, seven, eight serves this year. That was it. As she rehabbed from that knee injury, the torn ACL, Megan Scorfar and Kenzie Galloway.
Yes, all three of them are going to be missed on the volleyball court for sure. They still have some of their athletic careers to go yet, but just going down the list here, Megan Scorfire, you know, again, really one of those players that does it all out there on the floor for him. You know, great job in the back row, great job serving all the time. And for her size, does a very good job of hitting the ball, setting the ball. So, you know, obviously she's been a big contributor. And these three have been the captains of the team all year long and stuff. And then Kenzie Galloway, who's play really kind of inspired me a little bit here in the last couple of matches. I thought she's played extremely well, but again, you know, she got aggressive and had some great digs over the course of the last couple of games. Not so much tonight, but had some nice hits tonight when Coldwater was able to run the offense. And you know, the other one, Morgan Klein, you know, you mentioned, you know, not necessarily maybe being a spark plug, but boy, what an inspirational leader she was for these girls. All season long. I mean, she tore her ACL early on in the year and definitely was out for the year. Coach got her into a few games with some serves and that type of thing, but she was right there with the girls all year long for practices and, you know, keeping stats on the sideline and kind of just being an assistant coach for Coach Canals. So real tribute to that young lady for what she went through this year and for sticking with the team.
And it was some of those multi-sport captains, which is kind of neat to see with some of them, that, you know, that it's not just in this sport, but that they're able to help out athletics overall at Coldwater High School. So now for Coldwater High School athletics, the gears will shift now to winter sports. This being the final fall sport of the season. Of course, it continues on. The state finals are the 23rd of November at Kellogg Arena in Battle Creek. But for Coldwater now, the focus goes to basketball and wrestling and everything else that's part of the winter sports.
Gymnastics. Yep. And,
you know,
hopefully those teams can have the success that our fall sports teams, you know, including your soccer team, your boys' soccer team, our tennis team, football team, you know, again, the volleyball team.
Golf.
Golf did a great job. They made it to the state tournament. And now our runners might have been down a little bit in cross country this year. But, you know, overall, a very good start to the sports season in the fall for Coldwater High School. And, again, hopefully that momentum can carry over on into our winter sports.
Yes, and we certainly want to thank all of our sports boosters for being with us to help to bring you these broadcasts all fall along, and our broadcast staff as well. Sean handling the football action, Quinn and Al on football, and Al joining me on the volleyball broadcast, and we'll have basketball coming up here in just a few weeks. It's going to be here quicker than you think with that. Although Julie Klein and I get a chance to get hooked up with the Michigan High School Athletic Association and be part of the state semifinals and the finals on the internet coming up in 2 weeks. So we'll look forward to that. A lot of volleyball. And, again, right down the road at Kellogg Arena, that's always a great venue to watch. It's intimate enough. It's big enough to get the fans in, but intimate enough to be able to see great volleyball right there and be a part of that experience.
Yeah,
so
it's really a great great place to have that tournament. And, you know, with St. Philip, you know, you can count on them being there year in, year out. Mendon, obviously, now from our area has a pretty good chance, it would seem. But there's still, you know, regional action that has to go on and everything. But the arena there at Kellogg is small enough to where, you know, you can see everything that's going on. And it is a great place to watch and to be a part of.
And as we mentioned earlier, Bronson losing 3-1 to Mendon, the number one ranked team in Class C in that district final over at Bronson High School. So the seasons are done for Branch County teams overall now because of that. Again, here tonight, Three Rivers tops Coldwater 3-1, taking the opening game 25-22. Coldwater wins game 2, 25-22. Three Rivers wins games 3, 25-13, and game 4, the deciding game, 25-18. For our producer-engineer, putting in the Saturday night duties, Justin Lopshire, my partner at the microphone, Al Rackesy. I'm Ken Delaney. Have a good evening, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Anytime Fitness, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Halet Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.